Hello, Board 8, and welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because a serious board needs a very, very serious podcast, and that's what we're going to provide to you today.
Woo!
I am here this week with my sidekick, Neon Reaper. Neon, how's it going?
I'm a little shocked. I just got done watching Pat Colts. A little bit shocked right now. Shell-shocked.
Oh, I was hoping for angry Neon, but that'll have to do. You can get angry, Neon. It's okay. We're here for it.
No, I'm not charging upstairs and kicking holes in the drywall when some sports team doesn't do well. It's not worth getting angry over. I get more shocked and let down and just kind of wander around trying to make sense of it all. And when bad things happen, I don't get too angry.
That sounds like how someone contemplates religion, not sports teams. Yeah, I just walk around, I think about it, I try and contemplate it, you know.
Yeah, I start wondering why I care about the arbitrary physical performances of these millionaires that probably wouldn't care enough about me to even piss on me if I didn't give them money. I wonder what I'm thinking in the first place.
So cynical.
This is gonna go on for the next week until the next game, so
I'm a Lions fan. How do you think I feel?
Did you guys cover the spread today? I think it was
pushed it. We pushed it. I wasn't really cheering for a win. I was cheering for a push. Or not a push. I was cheering for us to beat the spread, but we only pushed it. So, moral victory, I guess. And our guest host this week is Apple Kid Josh. He's a big-time guest host, if you know what I mean. Woohoo! Well,
it's huge that we can get him on the show.
Yes, Kyle says he's
just gigantic
massive.
For the rate. Absolutely ginormous, even.
This is definitely gonna be the biggest.
Absolutely,
show you've done.
Absolutely, not seeing my dick worthy.
Oh, that's the worst insult because it's not true.
I don't believe.
How do you see that thing?
I look down? What are you talking about?
There's no way.
Do you think I've got an enormous gut or something?
Yes.
No,
yes.
I don't.
Well, this interview's off to a great start, so let's keep it going. You know what the board wants right now, AKJ. We want the juice.
Oh,
what's their status with Gamer Panda?
We're good friends. We're on a bit of a break.
Awkward.
I think we'll probably get back together over Christmas break or something.
That's so weird.
That's my hope.
You guys okay, it doesn't even make sense to me. You guys are still good friends. You guys hang out all the time.
Yeah.
You just don't
sleep together.
No, we don't really sleep together. We fell asleep once.
Okay, so this doesn't make sense. You guys basically... You're basically still her bitch like you would be if you were her boyfriend, except you just don't get any. That's the situation.
Now, there's a whole lot of emotional stuff that doesn't go on right now that I really miss. It's not all physical stuff that's missing.
She doesn't open up to you or something?
No, she does. You know, that's a lot of the stuff she has to deal with is just personal things. She had a really rough upbringing, and she's got to get through some of that stuff to be able to trust people. Her parents were alcoholics and stuff like that. So, you know, but I'm
Cry
hopeful
more.
That things will work out.
Cry more.
So she likes to drink.
No, she is pretty lucky to not have a problem with that.
Oh. She prefers to do cocaine.
Yeah, you know, hard drugs are more her forte.
So do you guys eat to get over your emotional distresses? Is that a big problem?
Well, here's the thing about the Midwest of the United States of America. Restaurants are pretty much the only thing you can do out here to have fun. So maybe it's not a surprise St. Louis is one of the fattest cities.
Maybe it's like Pac-Man, where they have to eat just to get around. You had to go from one to the next.
The fat jokes will never get old.
Well, that's pretty good, Neon.
Yeah, that was actually reasonably clever. I was just going to yell fatty all show, but if you're going to get all witty, I don't know what I'm going to do. But what is the emotional?
I'm a little thick.
Now I'm picturing myself carrying around a bag of chips and eating all the time, and people are like, why are you eating while you're walking? I'm Pac-Maning it. What?
Yeah. Pac-Man's gotta eat.
So seriously, what is exactly the emotional difference? I don't understand.
When somebody has abuse, alcoholism, and close people dying when they're growing up, then they inevitably have problems connecting with people and trusting people. And she's
well, you guys connected and trusted for years.
Yeah, and then when it started to get more serious, she started to get scared and back off. But we've got
you
a really
trusted her to marry you. You trusted that bitch to marry you, and yeah. She fucking stuck a strap-on dildo into your asshole.
Oh my god, you're right. I am so mad now.
Thank you. God, fuck that bitch. She pisses me off.
Yeah, and the fucking cold one. I'm pissed off now too.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, Game of Panda. I mean, bitches.
Listen
man.
To the Rams game. Oh my god. She said no.
Seriously, this is fucking. Her. She's absolutely no excuse in my eyes. All
right.
You should. Be
Do
done
you
with
have
her.
Any suspicions that there's another guy?
No.
Maybe not in the real world. Maybe on the internet world.
No, she really doesn't.
But
have
there's
time.
Another guy out she's there that she's talking to.
Sister, so she's really busy.
I can tell you're convincing him, Neon. I can tell by the tone of his voice.
I think there's another guy. That's I mean, I'm guessing she's chatting to some guy on like the Farmville thing on Facebook.
Farmville. Oh God. No, there are girls who like her, but
can't eat those animals. They're fake.
I agree with Neon. There's another guy,
yeah.
And he performs better than you sexually.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, okay.
Don't wait.
So how is life after the breakup? Are you depressed or anything?
I was depressed for a while, but I had to get over it so I could do well in school, and I'm doing pretty good, so I'm looking forward to getting back together, though, for sure.
Eh, she'll fuck you over. Anyway.
You really just don't trust women, huh?
I don't trust her.
Don't trust her? Okay.
She already fucked you. If you really expect to get back with you, you are gullible.
It's not like she cheated on me or something. She just needed a break to sort some things out in her life. I don't see what the problem is.
Not feeling it.
Okay.
So you've been pretty critical of this podcast, I'd say.
Well, mostly because I'm your biggest fan, so you have to be super right. critical.
But really, you thought Neon should be off the show? What's up with that? I don't think Neon was very happy last week. He had to let out his menstruations on you, which sounds an awful lot like I don't know where you got that word, Neon. It sounds way too much like menstruation.
Yeah, menstruation.
It's supposed to, man. That's the joke.
I mean, it's the joke, but I just don't. I feel a little awkward saying it. Is that okay? I don't like feeling awkward.
No, that whole thing was just about Neon's. When Neon first showed up, he was the greatest thing to happen to the podcast since Dante stopped talking. But then Neon got distracted, and it was just not there as much. But, you know, he's back to his former self.
If you don't shut it, AKJ, Dan's going to make another recording accident.
It's okay, because we're old friends. We're old texting buddies.
How do you feel about me texting your ex-girlfriend to get Dante's
that is
number?
Hilarious. She thought it was hilarious, too. When she got home that night, she was telling me all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you live together still?
No, we never did live together.
Oh.
We are far too poor for that.
She tell you about the other stuff we talked about?
The pictures you sent her? Yeah. She said she'd seen bigger.
Not predictable at all. Anyway. I hadn't seen a bigger stomach in a while either.
Oh man, that's really all you have?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no other way to attack you.
It's fine. It's a pretty good topic. There's a lot.
I know you have no shame.
There, you know.
I like to pick one stereotype and just kind of go at it. If you have a funny voice. If you're gay, that's all I have. So let's talk about board events, huh?
All
right. Smurfs, top 500 users. Just kidding. Top 32 users. Yes, he misled us all, said top 500 users, and he has done one ranking over like 12 hours, and it was for Satai Delin. So, I wonder if he's like just trying to make it shitty on purpose.
No, he's doing his own thing. His whole, spreading it out and making as much drama as possible is that's just the whole point of everything he does. So, it's not a big surprise.
It's just he put someone on here and didn't even like post all year. I don't know. It's Smurf. I don't trust him.
Or it could be he's just going to list 32 girls. That would be pretty funny.
If he could find that many. Oh, if he added in like Viper Vixen and Pekinot.
Ah, yes. Oh, man. Viper Vixen is such a babe.
Do you guys think he'll make it to his top 32?
If he's really...
I'd be slightly not surprised if I didn't, only because I did him like a favor and he asked me stuff about my work that he needed for like a paper, and I totally helped him out. And then he's just treated me poorly since then. So my guess is that he likes me enough, but he's pushing me away because he's kind of uncomfortable with his feelings. So I think I'll make it.
That is so sweet.
Feelings of love.
No, if he's really basing it on if your posts are worth reading or whatever, and not just I like you, I don't like you, then I've got to be like top two, top one, because I'm awesome. You know?
I don't know that whole I don't want to be in user of the year thing from a few years ago. I think that
that was so long ago. That was like 2006.
He holds long. He's told me to my face. He holds long grudges.
Oh,
like, I made fun. I trolled him once. So then he made an IceHawk AIM account and rallied for me in user contests, so I would get disqualified.
Oh, that is brilliant trolling.
Oh, I know. I was pissed for days, but but I mean the point is he remembers things, you know. He's kind of like, I think that's why he gets along with the woman on the board, because he kind of is a girl.
I thought it was the accent.
Well, besides that. Yeah, so it seems pretty, it's kind of disappointing. And the one thing I'm wondering with how lazy Smurf's being about this, is he going to run user of the year this year? He's obviously not that interested in the board right now.
That might be his, like, finale. He looks like he's been trying to leave the board and, like, get some
Smurf leave.
Remember,
the board.
Like, a year ago, he wanted to leave the board, and it was, like,
he failed.
He got all these accolades and all, like, everyone was loving him, and he placed really well in the user contest. And
yep.
Then, like, you know, 2 months later, he was back on the board.
He closed his accounts or, like, scrambled the passwords or something. And then, like, 3 days later, he had an alt just to post one time. And like, okay, yeah, you're not really leaving.
I mean, we'll see. It's just, he really hasn't he's legitimately not posted much on the board, and he's, usually when he does a project, he goes all out on it, but he doesn't seem to be going all out on this, so I'm just...
That's true.
It'll be interesting, I guess. Another bit of news, 10% karma boost, racking that karma.
Yeah.
It's supposedly the last karma boost that you'll just get for free. You're going to have to earn it.
Well, you had to earn last year's, too, and that was bullshit.
Yeah, well, that's something you're going to have to start filling in your games list on your account and submitting shit for that karma. You really should be able to spend your karma.
Do any of you guys use the My Games?
What?
Sometime.
The My Games thing. I filled it out as soon as it was available. I don't think I've touched it since then. So like the now playing is games that I was playing 2 years ago. Whatever.
It's poorly like integrated into your game pack experience. Like you have to like kind of go digging a little bit just to get it, and it's not something that's easy to share or like, I don't know. It's just like a couple, maybe one level too deep for it to be something that people use constantly.
I feel like, I think IGN or someone else, I've seen good games lists out there. Someone likes Backloggery.
Backloggery.
GameFAQs does not do it that well.
Thing is, the people who are going to use my games are the board posters, so it really should have been more integrated into the boards in some way.
Yeah.
Like, closer to the boards. You're not going to attract a whole new community of, like, people that are leaving the IGN thing and the backloggery, and I'm going to use the my games. No, that's not going to happen. So...
And in another bit of news, AKJ has posted 15 challenges similar to Smurf, and if everyone completes them, he's gonna close his account.
I may or may not close it anyway. No, I won't. Maybe.
I just don't think it's gonna happen.
The 15.
I don't think Crimson Ocean's gonna post a picture. I somehow don't think anyone's gonna have Earthbound.
I think somebody already said they had it, or they just bought it or something. I don't know.
From there, the Captain Planet summoning, I don't think that'll work either.
I would be ashamed if that one didn't work. That's classic right there.
Yeah, you know how big assholes people are, though. It's almost like it's just a little game. That, like, whenever someone tries to summon something, there's always like a couple people who are in the robbers group or something.
Yeah.
And the cop group's trying to summon them. I don't know. You get the metaphor. I'm looking forward to Endgame or potentially doing the top 10 board projects of all time. I think that was a cool idea.
Yeah. He's one of the people that I wanted him to do something serious because I really value his opinion.
Apparently so. This is an important topic. Top 10 board project.
Yeah, and the complete opposite side of the spectrum, Smurf writing his erotic yaoi furry fanfic, I thought would be pretty near and dear to his heart.
And me, Dante, and Crass, they have to sing the Poke Rap, so that might be coming to a podcast near you.
If you guys really have, like, fired Procrastinator or something, it can be any three people. I mean, I said Crasty because he was around.
Hey, Nia. Do you want to do the Poke Rap?
I wasn't mentioning the first post of the topic. I take it personally. It's not happening.
Yeah, don't you want to sing it?
No.
I tried not to make the whole 15 thing calling out all my old click buddies. If you notice, there's a complete lack of Transients and Ed Bellis, so...
Well, they barely even post anymore, so that would have been like... Well,
what do you mean there's an absence of Ed Bellis? There's a naked picture of Ed Bellis.
Yeah, well, he volunteered for one of the ones anyone could do. Like, I can't stop him from doing that.
You literally can't stop him. If he has the opportunity to do that, he's going to do it. It's just how it is.
He had the naked picture of himself ready and waiting. I mean, come on.
Ready? Are you serious?
Just in case.
You never know. Let's move on to the random conversation of the week. This week, it feels like the board has just kind of been chugging along forever now. So I ask you guys, are you sick of the off season? Do you prefer off season or contest season?
Man, Josh. I don't even remember the last contest season. What? Is that sad?
God.
No, see, I don't even enjoy the four-way contest season. I know I'll draw a lot of flack for that, but...
Loser.
Yeah, thanks. The only reason I liked the old contest seasons was the hardcore stat discussion, and you can't really have that now. I know.
Tell me now.
I know I'm in the minority here.
Neon, what do you think?
I think I used to like the off-season a bit more. I felt like we had a lot less... like just random goons, and I don't really care for the stats topics too much. And people were kind of just doing, like, they would get bored, and so they'd make their own content, and it was kind of fun, but now it's like we've just welcomed a whole lot of, like, Albions and MWCs and hippos onto the board, and people didn't chase them off, and none of the good posters post all that much, so I kind of look forward to the contest season now.
Churn is letting us down, for sure. That's like his job.
Yeah.
He's killing.
But people are embracing these new people. I don't even get it. Like,
yeah.
And I know sometimes really? I post with them for no... I don't know why I'm doing it, but it... I just need to get off the board, I think.
I think just this crop of people is just too stubborn. I don't think anyone's actually accepted Albion and MWC, except for, like, Psycho, who apparently cybers with him, which is all kinds of gross.
Yeah, but, no, and you had, like, Link the Midget and some of these weird people kind of creep in, and then they talk to all these, like, bad posters, and suddenly, like, it just half the people that post are, like, bad posters, and I don't understand.
So enough shitty users, like, accumulated to make other shitty users stay. Well,
it doesn't help that they do...
kind of like... Sorry, go ahead.
They get their name out there so much by doing, like, 100 lists of top some things you don't care about, or constant news updates from sites you could go to yourself, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Ugh. I don't like any of these people. I really don't like most people on Board 8.
it's kind of like humans versus zombies, you know? Like, a couple zombies showed up, and, you know, we fought them off. But then more zombies accumulated, and then they made more zombies, and now we're just fucking infested with zombies. Terrible.
But if that's the case, then we can't really win except by surviving until, what, the arbitrary time limit?
Exactly.
Oh, God. This does not bode well.
Once we get to contest season, we'll have reinforcements, I hope. And we have to make friends with the good users and encourage them to stay. And troll everyone that sucks. That is your goal, Board 8. But we'll talk about that more when contest season comes. I will be...
Neon! Good God!
Neon just posted a picture. Let's not talk about it. But yeah, when contest season comes, I'm going to be giving some war speeches. I'm going to be making sure this shit happens. Let's move on to the game watch. This week, we had a pretty big week in games. We have Modern Warfare 2, Left 4 Dead 2, coming out soon. Or tomorrow. Would that be tomorrow? Yes. Left 4 Dead, or Assassin's Creed 2, and the new Super Mario Bros. Wii. Me and Neon have Modern Warfare 2. What do you think of the game, Neon?
It is pretty sweet. It's a little watered down from Call of Duty 4 in that I think they went more for the, like, rewards for killing and, like, having emblems and call signs, etc., popping up all over the place. Like, it seems like it's a little more oriented towards that than before, whereas it used to be, I think the combat was a little slower. You had a little bit less in the way of killstreak rewards everywhere, but you still had enough, like, perks and stuff to keep you addicted to it. Now I think they've just, like, really, like, upped their game with that stuff. So it's still really good, though.
I think that the map design's way better. There's only, like, one map I don't like.
I've heard the opposite on Lulings. Really? And stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Lulings. Okay.
It's a bigger sample size than Board 8, though. It's, you know, 7,000.
Lulings are all, like, PC gaming pirators who are just going to bash the game just because. So, I don't trust their opinion.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of those losers, what do you guys think of the PC version having less options than usual PC games? Like, lack of dedicated servers. Do you think it's a big deal?
If it starts a precedent, it's a big deal.
I think it's clearly inferior.
I'm just waiting for you to start talking. We're all professionals here.
That's what my dad says you always do. You just interrupt people.
Yeah, I know.
The dedicated service thing, I mean, it's clearly an inferior game to other PC games, but hey, who cares? You can't make money off PC gamers, if you ask me, so why bother? Just say,
yeah, it kind of sucks. They steal a bit. They, you know, not PC gamers so much, but gamers in general like to, like, buy used games now. It's a huge amount of revenue that they don't have anymore, that, you know, people are buying used games from Electronics Boutique. So I think there's a lot less money that they have. So the stuff that's going to get cut out, or the stuff that's going to be a lot of work that doesn't really, you know, bring in a lot of money. So it's unfortunate because, like, the health of, like, FPS gaming, like, on PCs is largely dependent on, like, dedicated servers. So
what did you guys think of the terror scene? Were you offended by it?
I ran out of bullets.
You don't have to kill the civilians, Dion. Did you know that?
I was actually really curious if I didn't kill anybody, would the guy, like, freak out and, like, I'd have to start over the
mission? Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense that you don't have to kill anybody, because wouldn't they be like, hey, why aren't you shooting people?
Yeah, no. I tried to shoot the terrorist too. I was going for everybody.
I read a pretty detailed analysis about why it's different in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 to be shooting these innocent people when Grand Theft Auto games have had you doing it for years, and like how different levels of immersion and realism influence people differently. I personally think that the whole thing is ridiculous. And
I want to be a terrorist.
Yeah, I'm sure that this terrorist training simulator is going to be. Actually, I'd love to see a South Park episode about this.
I mean, there's no denying it has more impact than it would killing innocents in GTA, but that's the whole point. I feel like the whole point of these games is just kind of show the horrors of war. That's why the nuke went off in the first game, because...
Whoa, spoilers.
Spoilers! Come on, if you don't know that by now, go. Too late.
No, it was an awesome scene, you're right.
Ares dies.
Fuck!
So that's just the whole... I mean, that's just how the game works, and this is just taking that to a new level, really. We also have... Well, personally, I just like to say I bought Dragon Age, and just because Albion likes it, you don't have to hate it. It's a good game, I swear. Right now, I have 35% of the world explored, and I have 34 hours played. I'm doing all the side quests, but it's still kind of funny. And we have Left 4 Dead. What was that?
Is Dragon Age, is it just like a huge world, or does it just take a long time to get to do things? You know what I mean?
I haven't even explored. I still haven't gone to a lot of cities yet. There is actually no world map travel, which I kind of like.
Okay.
You just go straight to cities, and then there's dungeons and shit. I'm not sure if the world's that big. It's just a lot. Like, conversations go really in-depth. Like, conversations are really long. There's tons of quests just all over the place. You're just finding quests. Like, it's almost overwhelming how big my quest queue is. So, it's a really great game. I like it a lot. And... yeah, Left 4 Dead 2 is coming out tomorrow. So is Assassin's Creed 2. Left 4 Dead 2 is going to take over the board.
I'm interested in seeing about the people that were going to boycott it and how many of them are like, well, I guess we'll buy it.
I think most of those people were going to boycott it because Valve promised more content for Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And they didn't think they provided on that. But now that they've said that they will, they'll keep coming out with stuff for the original. The boycott's kind of off. So, and new Super Mario Brothers Wii is out, and Dante is a pirate, and he has it, so Dante, you can talk. Dante.
Hello.
I'm allowing you to speak, heathen.
Anyway.
Dan.
Fuck you, man. So unreliable. All right, let's move on to winners and losers of the weekend. Number one loser, Dan.
Dan.
Number two loser, winning crazy, because he always talks about watching C-SPAN. I don't care. It's like, it's cool that you're making political dogs like, yeah, I'm waiting for the health care reform bill. But do you really have to mention that you're watching C-SPAN? You don't get any indie cred for that.
I remember doing that as a kid or as a teenager, where I would watch C-SPAN for an hour, and then I would feel like the smartest person in the world about whatever I just listened to. And I'd always want to start a conversation about it. And everybody just looked at me like, dude, you were watching C-SPAN. Nobody cares.
Were you fat?
Yeah, so-so.
Exactly. Another loser this week is Yo Blazer. He did a cool little top 10 athletes topic, and he had to troll and end it with number one, Fedder. Screw you, Blazer. Also, we were just talking about MMA. We were just having a deep conversation about MMA and how it's evolving and whether boxers would be good. And then he says, also, I've been in a fucking 6-year friend zone with the only girl I've ever wanted to have a serious relationship with. Sorry, had to tell someone. Just out of nowhere.
Aww. What a loser. He just needs a hug.
Is this Yo Blazer?
What?
Is that Yo Blazer?
Is this girl Ariel?
Oh, God.
Or Jody Benson.
Potentially. And another loser this week, MWC. He's been all over the place this week. And it hasn't been good.
How many he lists claimed, of Organization 13 members has he made?
I don't know. At least three.
At least three or four. How do you sort them that many times? There's not that many of them. It doesn't make any sense.
They're not good. Kingdom Hearts is horrible fucking characters. Like, I don't understand how anyone can like them.
Like,
unless they're fucking like, mental invalids.
Oh, it's...
And then God forbid, because God forbid she like talk to like a user that's not a retard.
Why does she defend all those people?
She doesn't post here for like a week. Then she sees somebody like, you know, everybody's like, wow, you're a bad poster to like Hippo. And she just thinks it's a playground mentality, which is not what happens here. It's like people don't like these users. Stop.
She are weeding them. Maybe Gotsborg's like the zombie mage who is using restoring powers on the zombies when we start doing damage to them. Okay, Gotsborg's the next loser of the week.
Yeah. Oh, I used to have so much fun talking to her.
My favorite was from MWC this week was when he claimed that, ha, what a joke, that Modern Warfare 2 would be the most anticipated game of the decade. And obviously we bring up 4.5 million pre-orders, and he says, oh, well, that doesn't matter. Of course.
Of the
winners this week, we have two. Number one, AKJ.
Yeah!
Closing topics. Or closing account and for being on the show. Yeah. AKJ is in financial he's having big financial problems.
Oh.
He can barely afford to eat, but by God, he's a winner of the week. And number two winner this week is Ed Bellis for having a naked picture on hand. Always keep one in your wallet. You never know. Use it like a business card. That's what I do.
Ooh. Wait, random user Tim Allen week. Or completely naked?
Tim Allen, of course.
Okay.
Random user this week. Completely random, swear to God. Gamer Panda.
No way! Fuck you.
Totally fucking random. How did this happen?
No way. How many pages are there on the Board 8 Wiki? I refuse to believe this.
So Gamer Panda won. I'm shocked. I clicked on it. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
You only had to click 83 times. And
what do you guys think about Gamer Panda? Let's start with you, Nian.
Let's objectify her a little bit. What would you rate her out of 0 to 10?
Jeez, I haven't seen a picture in a while. But, I mean, she seems slightly doable.
How fast
doable,
do you think
like
she could run a mile?
I don't think she can make it. She seemed like, well, if I'm really drunk, I might do her. Like, really drunk.
Yeah, you might say, like, oh, like, she's cute, you know, kind of, maybe, no.
She's kind of cutish in a faddish way.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like AKJ. He's just a fat cutie.
That's a good way to get excuse, because there's going to be, like, one other person in the room who's going to, like, agree with you, because he's been down that road before.
Dude, I know people. I know people when they get drunk. That's like their target. It's like the fat chicks because it's easiest. I mean, I'd rather go home a loser. I'd rather go home a loser of the week every couple of weeks, and then every other couple of weeks come home a winner of the week. You know, well, these people got to be I wouldn't call them winners of the week. They got to be I'm not even sure what to call them. They got to be inside of a fat girl every week. So,
what are you even talking about?
Some of my friends like fatty.
God,
he's got a joint size of a fat girl.
Someone once told me it's like fucking two girls at once.
Wow.
So, AKJ, what are you thinking here?
Actually, as a user, we never really got along on the board. We have pretty different tastes when it comes to internet stuff. We always would vote for the opposite people in contests or characters in contests. And
how did your relationship survive?
I know. We just didn't talk about game facts. It's amazing.
It kind of reminds me of Lotto and Invisible when they were going out.
Invisible with please don't compare us.
No, I'm not comparing. I'm just saying Invisible would always like trash Lotto on the board. It was
that was funny.
Everyone would be like, oh, and then Lotto would shut up. I miss those days.
I really miss those days. When Vlado would shut up, I miss those days.
After that huge coincidence, let's move on to Survey Says this week. And it's a big one. It's a big one.
Wait, would you,
yes.
Okay.
Now, when AKJ was going to get married before he got fucked in the ass, he was going to invite any and all board aiders except ones he didn't like to his wedding. So, the services this week is, would you attend AKJ's wedding if it happened? And, okay, let's put some conditions down here. Where would the wedding have taken place?
Yeah. Around St. Louis, Missouri.
Around St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
So there's your location. Now, let's pretend, even if you're busy all the time, somehow you don't have work, you have free time to go attend this. So the real, I guess the big factors on whether people would attend it or not is how much they like AKJ, two, how far away the location is, and three, how eager they would be to meet other board aiders.
Also open bar.
And how badly, how desperate they are to get drunk.
Just saying.
So would you attend AKJ's wedding? And guess how many people said yes. Whole numbers only, no repeating, etc. Same rules as always. Winner can be a guest host, like AKJ here.
I highly recommend it. It's like two shows for the price of one.
It really is. Because you get to have a good time, you know, talking about doing the show, and then later on you get to be like, ha, that was really funny when I said that. I love hearing my own voice. So, that is it for this week's show. I'd like to thank you, Neon, for attending after that difficult loss.
You're welcome.
And Josh, thank you for enduring all the gigantic jokes we had. You were a good sport. God. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you for a couple clever ones in there, especially from Neon.
Yeah, not for me, that's for sure. Well, that is it. Have a great day, Board 8, and I am out.